Happy Easter, everyone. Christ is risen. Alleluia. So good to have you all back after your spring break last week. I know some of you were celebrating Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter at other places this year, other churches this year. So hope you got to really celebrate for those who are traveling with some new friends, some special people, maybe some new churches you've never been to. We had a beautiful celebration here at St. Rose of Lima. I'm just full of joy. I'm full of energy. It's been an amazing start to our Easter season. And speaking of the Easter season, how many days long is Easter? How many days long is Easter? I heard 1, 15, and a larger number. It is 50. Easter is 50 days long, 50 days of celebrating. Now, I'm grateful that you're all here this morning. It's great to be back. I'm also grateful that we have some special guests here today. So thanks to their delayed flight, my parents are still here a little bit longer. So my mom and dad are here. They're part of our St. Rose school community this morning. And so their names are Mario and Sandra Paveglio. Mom and dad, can you just wave and show us where you are here? Welcome to St. Rose. Let's give them a St. Rose welcome, everyone. Now, notice how far back they're sitting in church, boys and girls. That's because they knew that the holy water was coming today, I think. I think God told them, get ready, it's going to get wet in here. And they were like, we're going back there. So you guys are safe from the blast here. But you guys in the front rows, it might take you till recess to kind of dry off, right? One thing I love about Easter is that in the resurrection accounts in the Bible, that Jesus keeps on showing up and surprising his friends all the time. Because he's resurrected and he has a whole new life, he's God and human, but now he can do things like walk through walls. He comes through locked doors. He can actually disguise himself until he wants to reveal himself to his disciples, like we just heard. He's walking with those two disciples to Emmaus, and they have this long conversation. These disciples, they knew Jesus. They followed him for a long time. But then Jesus died. And when Jesus walks alongside of them, they don't even recognize it's him. It's very mysterious. But Jesus chooses the time and place when he wants to show them it's him, it's me. Now they're walking along away from Jerusalem, and are these disciples happy or sad? Are they happy or sad in the beginning? They're so sad. Jesus, their friend and their Lord, was crucified. They put him on the cross. He bled. He was in pain. He was suffocated, and he died, and they buried him. And they thought that he would be the one to change the world and to bring the kingdom of God. So they're so sad because no one's ever come back from the dead. When you're dead, you stay dead. That's a universal constant. But on Easter Sunday, and that's when they're walking on Easter Sunday evening, Jesus has been risen. He's begun to show himself to Mary Magdalene and Salome and the other Mary and to Peter. And as they're walking, he comes and begins to tell them about how the scriptures prophesied this would happen. Jesus himself said this would happen, that he would rise again. And after Jesus begins to preach to them and speak his word to them, what's it say about their hearts? Anybody remember this? The scripture talks about what their hearts were like after Jesus spoke to them. Anybody remember that? They asked a question after Jesus vanished. They said, "Were not our hearts..." Anybody? "Were not our hearts..." "Were not our hearts burning within us?" They didn't even know it was Jesus yet. But he's speaking to them and they're listening and their hearts are like getting warm and they're on fire and their sadness is changing to be something else because of the word of Jesus. And then when do they actually recognize him? What does Jesus do where they actually, the disguise, the walls drop and they realize, it's you, you're alive. What happens that comes before that? Can someone answer that for me? Don't make me call my mom and dad. I don't want to do that this morning. Yeah, Hanukkah. He breaks the bread. It says he takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it. And they recognize him in the breaking of the bread, and he vanishes from their sight, and they're full of joy, and they run back to Jerusalem to tell the others. They hear his word, and then he comes among them and breaks the bread. They hear the word, their hearts come on fire, and then he breaks the bread to feed them. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar to anyone here? And by doing so, he shows them that he is with them and they are not alone. I think one of the most horrible feelings in life is the feeling that I'm just alone. That even though there may be people around me, people next to me, that I still feel alone, like no one knows me, or like I don't have like the friends I want to have, or my friends aren't here, or the people I love aren't here anymore. And that feeling of being alone is so awful. I felt that many, many times in my life for different reasons. But the resurrection of Jesus is the proof that for all of us, we are never, never alone. That Jesus comes to us so many times and we aren't even aware of it, and he begins to set our hearts on fire with God's love by his word and by his Eucharist. You're never alone. I'm always with you. Not even death can keep me from you is what Jesus tells us today. He's always with us. I'm so grateful to my mom and dad because growing up, they would take me every single Sunday to church so that I could hear the word and Jesus could break the bread for me, his very self, his very true presence in the Eucharist. And there were many, many times on Sunday when I didn't really feel that different. Sometimes, I've been to church sometimes, and it's amazing, and sometimes I cry, and sometimes like, oh my gosh, I feel you, God, you're so amazing. But there's a lot of times when I don't really feel anything. But Jesus is there, and my heart changes afterward. My heart becomes full of love and goodness and virtue and strength because I came to be with Jesus, and I remembered that I'm never alone. And that when he takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it like we do every single Mass, that's really him. It's not bread. It's not wine. It's Jesus, risen from the dead, given to us as food. I remember my dad, growing up, I'd sit next to him in the pew, and I remember that when the consecration happened and the priest took the host and he lifted it up after saying, take this, all of you, this is my body, eat of it. And he lifted the, my dad would always tap his heart. And I was like, every single Mass, he'd do that. And I asked him, Dad, why do you do that? He said, oh, the nuns taught me that way back in the day. Right, Dad? The nuns taught me that. If you're taught by nuns, you don't forget it, right? And when he did that, he would say what St. Thomas the Apostle said when he saw the risen Jesus. He said, my Lord and my God. My dad would tap his heart, coming on fire, to remember that this is you, Jesus. I'm not alone. You're my Lord and my God in the Eucharist. It's not just bread. And I'm so grateful that my mother, when I was in middle school, she took me to our Adoration Chapel. Who's been to our Adoration Chapel here at St. Rose? Everyone has. We had one of those like that where I grew up. I'm so grateful my mom began to take me there and bring me to Jesus, even though I didn't know it was Jesus at first. We'd sit with him. We'd see him on the altar. We'd pray. And over time, my heart began to come on fire because I realized, this is Jesus. I'm not alone. That when he said, I will be with you always until the end of the age, it wasn't just an idea. He was talking about really being with us, and especially in the Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. That's how much he loves us. That's how good he is. It's how much that God overcomes space and time. He overcomes death. He overcomes our loneliness. He overcomes our sadness. He overcomes even the ways that we hurt each other, our sins, the things that we do where I'm like, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Jesus is greater than all those things. He's forgiving. He's merciful. He takes away our sins. He makes us new. And he does that today for all of us as once again, he speaks to us. And he takes bread, and he blesses it, and he breaks it, and he gives it to all of us. He himself, the creator of heaven and earth. This is the good news of Christianity. This is the good news of following Jesus, that we are never alone. And because he is risen from the dead, he is always with us, even when we don't always see him.